CJLO 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives. That is what you're listening to and enjoying. Actually, I don't know about the last part. The first part, though, I am 100% on that. You are definitely listening to Grade A Explosives. I'm Andrew. What you just heard there before those commercials was an interview with Montreal's Presage, who came into CJLO to the oven where we do our sessions to do a session, appropriately enough. That was in July, so it was hot. I apologize, but we are but a small college station, college community station, I should say, and we work on a budget, as you might be able to imagine, as all of us, I think, work on a budget. Weird how there's some people that like never need to think about the money they have, you know, and most of the rest of us do. That's so weird. So strange. Guess something to think about. Anyway, Presage was here in July. Hot, hot session that they did. And I'm going to play it for you right now. I'm going to start it up and you can go through. There's three tracks in here. I'll tell you what they are afterwards. And yeah, I hope you enjoy this. Here is a CJLO session with Montreal's Presage. Keep it locked. Grade A Explosives, CJLO 1690 AM.
Who are you, such a dire qu'elle est historique. Il y a une genèse historique de la vérité, et ça ne relativise pas pour autant la vérité. En prenant pour objet des univers qui prétendent à énoncer l'universel, des champs de production, des champs religieux, politiques, intellectuels, scientifiques, tant en commun de prétendre à l'universel. En les prenant pour objet et en les historicisant, on se donne les moyens de se libérer des forces qui s'exercent au nom de la vérité. Je pense qu'il y a des crimes qui se commettent tous les jours au nom de la vérité.
There you have it. A session with Montreal's Presage. You just heard three tracks that they did, Irophonie, De l'Interactionism, and Pleur. I apologize for the French that I just did. My bad. There you have it. If you liked that, and you would like to see Presage live, might I interest you to a show at Piranha Bar? I should say that right, like I can say Piranha Bar, which is happening. As I think about it, I might have said Turbo House earlier in the show. Well, I mean, I was very wrong there. It's at Piranha Bar. It's Piranha Bar. That's what I always said. What are you talking about? You're crazy. Anyway, they are playing at Piranha Bar on September 14th. Along with Jovian Storms and Pacer, you can get your tickets now if you go to their site to, I mean, I'd tell you the point of sale ticket thing, but that seems weird. I don't want to do that. But you can go see them, enjoy them, and if you're still on the fence, let me offer you just a little bit more, okay? Let me give you the second part of the interview. Then you can decide, right? But think about it, right? Piranha Bar, 14th, show at 8. Sounds good, right? Just think about it. Think about it. Here's part two of the interview I did with them when they were here in July at CJLO. Keep it locked. This is Grade A Explosive, CJLO 1690 AM. Well, you guys, you're mixing a kind of a lot of genres together here, at least when you're listening. There's a lot of post whatever's on there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like deathy stuff, there's doomy stuff. I have heard the argument that genres are a dead thing. No one cares about genres anymore. That's gone now. That's in the past. What's your thoughts hearing a phrase like that? Is that accurate or?
I mean, a lot of stuff have been already done in the past. I'm more into influences than genres, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just influences.
I'd never heard genres are a dead thing. I've never heard that before. Yeah. But I've never actually really taken genres into account. I've always like, wow, this sounds really good, and I just leave it at that.
Yeah, I have an interesting, like, I've heard this argument, and like, on some level, it holds true, right? Because we're getting to a point where genres, not that they don't matter, but I think there is still like a place to identify things as genres, because some days you wake up and you're like, man, you know, I just want to listen to some doom today. I just want that
obviously
oppression to be there. And then other days you're like, you know what? Today is a Katy Perry day. Yeah. And like, I don't think you could really think of those as the same thing. So that's where the argument breaks down for me. But I'm always interested to hear what bands who are kind of blending them together, what they think of that argument and how they think of themselves as a band. Do you guys think of yourselves as a specific type of band or?
No, not really. At least I don't think so. It's like we have so many different styles of genres and the stuff that we play.
And we listen to a lot of different stuff too.
All of us listen to a whole bunch of different stuff. We grab influences from many, many, many different styles. It's like, I love Alice in Chains.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, I know. But like, do we identify as like one thing? I don't think so. I think we just did a jam session, the three of us at Jay's place last weekend to like start getting some new ideas out. And we don't wake up and say, all right, let's do something post-hardcore. Mm-hmm. We don't wake up saying, let's do some black. We just plug ourselves in and whatever comes out. I don't think we really identify as like one fixed type of genre.
the most important, I guess, is to find an identity.
Yeah.
Which is not the easiest part.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. As finding a name for the band, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah, the identity can be a mix between different genres. I guess the next record is going to be different, but still, the most important is to keep the identity.
How, I don't want to say, I guess how fixed are you to the identity you have now? Like, is there a vision that you have where you could have Presage be like a, I don't know, like a djent band? Is that something that could come about? Or well, I mean, with elements of something that in it,
course.
Right? Of course. But like, is that something that you could think of? Like, you could become a totally different band in like two or three albums? Or
maybe, we'll see. I mean, the most important is to keep that dark, I guess.
Okay.
Because that's the whole point.
The one thing I've always said is like, when we released the album in 2021, it got a huge following, really unexpectedly quick.
Mm.
We were not expecting people to actually we're just going to release it.
Nobody knew us. We didn't have any audience.
Yes.
We just did that for ourselves, you know?
We released it and it blew up, so to speak. And I always said that I don't want to do the same album again.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's the next stuff that we do, if it's like less powerful than the first one, then don't want to do it. Like, changing styles, I don't know about that, but all I know is if it's like, we'll feel it. It's mm-hmm. like, once the songs start getting written, it's like, we'll know, okay, yeah, this is a direction that we want to go in, but we don't have like one genre in mind.
We tried to write new stuff like last year, maybe, but we were not happy with it. So we just prefer to get rid of it and try again, like as we did last weekend.
And maybe to like answer the question, it's like, I'm thinking of a part in the new song that we wrote. There's a passage that sounds just like Meshuggah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, not a bad thing to sound like.
It's like a small little portion, like just in the middle of the song.
Yeah, not to brag. Because they are gods.
Yeah, Meshuggah, they're, oh God, we went to go see them last year. Oh man, Meshuggah are amazing.
Yeah,
we're heavily influenced, and I don't think it was planned that we do something like that, but it fits.
Yeah, it just came like that.
Mm.
I'm kind of interested because I was doing some research before this to prep for this interview, and I'm always interested in the idea of a band as art. And what I mean by that is, obviously, you're a band, you make music. Music is art. We all get this. This is fine. And there's obviously art elements in all the things along there. Album art, even something as simple as like a Bandcamp page with the color scheme, right, is a form of art for it. But I also noticed that it seems like, at least, you guys are sort of flirting with an idea that I'm kind of trying to wrap my head around, which is the concept of the band itself as a form of art. Because, I mean, it's not like on your Bandcamp you have yourselves up there full face, you know, it's a thing. It's a very like arty band shot, no heads. Like, it's amazing you guys are able to talk without heads right now. But I mean, I'm always interested. Do you think of the band itself as an art piece that makes art? Or is it like...
It's all about the band before the people in the band.
Mm. Yeah.
We want to propose the music first. There's no point for us to show our face or stuff like that. It's about the music and the visual also.
I don't think it's like something that we want to like do like secretly, like Slipknot with the masks and stuff like that. It's not really the hardcore direction, but it's like we want to put the music before our faces.
Mm.
That was like something that we just said, all right, just do it that way.
Even on the Bandcamp, there is no name. It's just K,
yep.
C,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's why I got you to give yourself, because I'm like, I've said people's band members' names before, and they're like, actually, it's Korgoth the Destroyer. That's it. Sorry, my goodness.
And it's the same when we want to credit ourselves. The music is from Presage, not that specific person, you know? Mixing is for... It's from Presage, not that specific person.
Even though it's like Jay does like the majority of the mixing, but we all contribute the ideas toward the final product.
It's not about taking credit.
Mm. Yeah.
It's about giving the music.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I've heard this kind of attitude before, and that usually comes in like a collective of like a band that, like The Ocean, like they call them. They used to be when talking about themselves, they used to be like, oh, we're a band. And then at some point they became a collective.
Yeah.
A big one.
Is that it? Yeah. That's the question, right?
Very big one.
Is a collective just a numbers game, or can you be a collective of like three or four people? What do you think?
I don't even think the word collective was on the line at some point.
No.
Just the band.
Yeah. I think
it's just Présage.
Yeah. I think we're just a band. And also just like thinking about Thomas, he's like, even though he's on the other side of the world, we've always said that we're not going to hire somebody else to take his place, because we might find somebody who has a good voice that could take Thomas's place to sing. But the ideas that Tom has, I think we're just going to stay a four-piece.
Yeah, he's the one writing the lyrics, and we are
very educated, and he has a lot of good ideas.
Well, plus if it meshes too, right? Like, yeah. I mean, that's arguably more important than anything else. If like you have somebody who you just don't, nobody gets along with, suddenly it's hard to be in a band at that point.
Yeah, but we've done chalets together. We've had so many like Friday nights together. It's like we're all bros. And this kind of thing, this kind of vibe that we have, I don't think any of us have ever felt this gelled together in a band before. It's like, we don't want to give that up for any reason.
And we had many bands.
Yeah,
we've had many
bands. And when it comes to like the word collective, I don't consider us to be a collective.
Let me get to maybe the most important question of this interview.
Oh, boy.
Obviously, you're a band that is mixing a lot of genres together, as we've covered. You have a very artistic mindset. You know, you have a very DIY aspect that you're doing with art direction, with mixing, with video shooting and editing. What's the worst musical instrument?
What's the name?
The accordion?
Yeah.
How could you say that about Weird Al Yankovic? I cannot believe.
Weird Al, yes. the worst instrument? Oh boy. God, I don't know. I love to experiment on a whole bunch of different stuff. Anything that makes a weird noise, it's anything that can make a sound, I'm into it. The worst instrument, I don't know. It's like learning the recorder in sixth grade. That probably sucked a lot.
That comes up a lot. Yeah. Like, you would be shocked how often that comes up.
Yeah.
It's really, I think everyone did a disservice to all of us by making us learn the recorder.
There was a time when I was working as a shoe salesman in the Place Vertus Mall, and there was a dollar store like right across from the store, and the parents were always by the kids' recorders, and you could just hear them just making so much obnoxious noise throughout the whole day. And already client service is not the easiest, but when you have to hear that in the background, I'd probably just like destroy everything recorder. The recorder is probably that would be my answer.
Oh, there's something we do in France when we are in school. We learn music by playing flute.
But like full flute?
Yeah.
Step up from North America, but that makes sense.
That's
quite
something for the parents, especially. So maybe the flute. Yeah.
So we're definitely a woodwind.
In that context. In that context.
So I guess the last question I have for you is, you know, you have a record that came out in 2021. You've mentioned that you're writing new stuff here. What's kind of the plan for the rest of the 2024, maybe into 2025? What do you got lined up to do here?
So we have a show in September.
September 14th, Piranha Bar.
Yeah.
With
Soul Absence
and Jovian Storms.
All right.
After that, I guess the plan is just to continue writing new stuff. Maybe if we have other shows, put some new song in a show. And I guess the plan is mostly to record a new record and
find that vibe we had like 4 or 5 years ago. Just get together and just like, wow, that sounds really good. Put it on tape. We'll practice it 2 years from now, but put it on tape now.
Well, I mean,
that, I guess
the creation of this can't go worse than the last record. Knocking on wood.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.